Riding in the car with your partner. You know it ain't his car. The car is stolen. Cop pull him over. Everybody going to jail. Find a little bit of weed in there. Psh. Everybody. The weed belong to everybody now. But I don't even smoke. Well, you with them. You're guilty by association. We want to be, we're trying to be on the Lord's side and hang as close as we can to the world. You see? And then we have the audacity, we'll come, Pastor, is such and such a sin? If you gotta ask, all I'm trying to tell you is that you got to understand that God is trying to get us to fine-tune our life. You've been wondering why you're operating in lack. You say, well, I pay my tithes, Pastor. I do this. But what you're not doing? You become guilty by association with people that don't even believe in what you believe in. You see, God does not want us to keep company with rebellious people because God knows that rebellion is contagious. It's contagious, and you will be guilty. It's going to happen to you. Look, there are many men that's out there on crack that said that was for weak-minded folks. Next thing you know, you see them the same way out there. Begging on the corner. Why? Because they would not heed instruction. The last one, number four, is obey the Lord. So you have fear the Lord, crucify the flesh, withdraw from the rebellious leper, and fear the Lord. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Mm-hmm. The Message Bible says, if you willingly obey, you will feast like kings. See, God desires obedience, people of God. God says, that's what I want. It's my party. I'm going to have it the way I want it. I don't care how much you try to force feed something on God. If it's going outside of his word, he's not going to receive it. But on the other hand, God says, I want to give you a good land. I want to give you the kingdom best. He says, I want you to receive all the goodness that I have. He said, I want you to receive all the freshness of me. I want you to receive the cleanliness of me. I want you to receive the purest part of me. Not only that, I want you to receive the richness of heaven. Tell your neighbor, it's yours for the asking. It's yours for the asking. Come on, talk to your neighbor. Tell him, say, it's yours for the asking. The hand of God, of the Lord, is upon you. And he wants to release all of his goodness upon your life right now. But he's only going to do it when you're obedient. The hand of the Lord refers to his favor. How many of you need the favor of God on your life? Well, I'm going to tell you, when you got the favor of God, promotion comes your way. When you have the favor of God, opportunities come your way. The blessings of God begin to overtake you. Yes, yes. And I'm closing with this particular verse in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Oh, there's a blessing in obedience. That tell your neighbor, say, there's a blessing in obedience. Watch this. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe carefully all his commandment, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. And blessed shall you be in the country. Say, tell your neighbor, say, anywhere I go, anywhere I go. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. That means my children are going to be blessed. Mm-hmm. The produce of your ground and the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock. Ooh, God, that sounds like streams of income. Somebody shout streams of income. Blessed shall be your baskets and your keeling board. Blessed shall be you when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Look, what that's saying is that, guess what? You don't never have to worry about nothing, because whenever you get ready to walk into a place, when you get right here, you can almost say like that guy that did the musician. He said, open sesame. Wherever you get ready to go, blessings of God. The Bible talks about grace and mercy will follow you. But guess what? You got the hand of God on your life. The favor of God that opens doors that no man can open. And close doors that no man can open again. What I'm trying to tell you is that God's blessing is on your life. Watch this. The Lord will cause, anybody got any enemies? Watch this. The Lord will cause your enemies who rises against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Woo! The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouse and in all to which you set your hands. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord God is giving you. You need to get some more bank accounts. You need to get some more bank accounts, because the one that you have ain't big enough. You're laughing because they only insure what, $250,000. So you need a bank account in every one of them places that says I'm a bank. You see, because it's no sense in putting in millions and they're gonna only give me $250,000. No, not done. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to open my bank account tomorrow. Look, you gotta prepare for increase. If you're looking for increase, prepare for increase. If you only want $250,000 guaranteed to you, just get yourself one account. But if you're looking for more, IBC, Wells Fargo, Chase, Capital One, Bank of America. Oh yeah, baby. Look, which card do you use? Bank of America card? Do you use Chase? See, because I'm going to have all of them. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have all of them. I'll make the choice which one I want to use, because all of them are overflowing. Why? Because I got streams of income. Why? Because I obey the word of the Lord. And he said, I would be blessed going in and blessed coming out. Woo! My God. Ooh, Jesus. Can I just read a few more? And then we can go home. Watch what he says. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself.